Hey guys, I am doing a modified version of a ramble fap, if that's what the cool kids are calling it these days, in honor of getting 150 followers. I actually had made a bet with one of my followers who has become a friend of mine, who told me that I should do a ramble fap. And it just doesn't really seem all that on brand for me. I kind of like the secrecy of you guys not really, I don't know. Maybe you could consider me shy or not. Who knows? But he dared me to do a ramble fap, and I made an off-the-cuff comment that when I got to 150 followers, I would do that. Having a very little belief that I would get to 150 followers at all, much less this quickly. I thought it would take a couple of months, and by then I could have posted a lot more content, and you guys could have, I guess, seen behind the curtain a little bit more and seen a little bit more of my personality. But it's happening quickly, and here we are. So I guess we'll go ahead and do that. But because I don't like to follow the rules, I have decided, also prompted by him, that I had made a bet that he would never be able to know if I was really having an orgasm in my clips or not. I mean, I guess we'll never know if it's acting or if it's real, right? But he said he could tell for sure it was real. And I said that if I wanted to be quiet, that you would never know that I was doing it because I'm a fucking professional. And so the dare became that if I ever did a ramble fap, that I would do it this way. So that's what we're gonna do. I'm going to handle my lady business over here. Meanwhile, I'm gonna have a conversation with you all, maybe a monologue, a one-sided dialogue, as it were, with you all. And I'm gonna give a special private audio clip to the person who guesses at what exact timestamp. I'll give you a 1 second window when I actually have an orgasm, not if, but when. And I will continue this long ramble until I have achieved la completion. So I have already begun. I bet you couldn't tell. No. So I have a broken finger, and so I'm not able to completely use all of my tools, all of the tools in my repertoire. But and so I'm just gonna have to use my one toy, and I think she'll get the job done. We'll see how quickly. But I need to cover a lot of ground, not on my body, conversation. I need to cover a lot of ground on some of the ideas that I have. First of all, thank you so much to all of my 150 followers. I am humbled and honored that at least 150 of you are interested in, if not all, then at least some of my content. Hopefully my voice can carry you into the land of your own climax many, 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 many times over. And along that vein, I wanted to talk about an idea that I had Because I know I've only been around a couple of weeks, and it seems a little disingenuous to do an AMA based off of, you know, someone else's list or, you know, a prefabricated questionnaire. I really don't want to waste my time if it's something that you don't want to hear. I don't want to waste your time either. So my idea is that I could post some AMAs, some Ask Me Anythings. And if yes, if that's something that you're interested in, I'm going to post a... I'm going to post a survey that I made that I'll ask you to fill out, that I will ask you to fill out, letting me know if you'd rather an AMA format or something that I'm a little bit more interested in, which is a confessional. Because the more that I get really comfortable in this new niche here in Gone Wild Audio, the more I realize that I have some stories. Like, I have been around the block. I have experienced some things that weren't only possible to create it in dialogue format for you both, or for you all, both sides. It would be some steamy shit. Some steamy stuff. That's not... some steamy things. And, yeah, I think it would be quite interesting to regale you with some of my stories of my past. Like, what was my first threesome? What was my first foursome? What was my first fivesome? What was my first all-female orgy? When, you know, how did I get into the lifestyle of domination and submission? That's an interesting one. Actually, they're all pretty interesting. But, you know, how did I become interested in the poly lifestyle? What was my first experience with a girl? When was the first time I was ever dominated? When was the first time I was ever dominating someone? You know, the list goes on, right? And I could... It's interesting to me in those aren't even really, those are just kind of cresting the tip of the iceberg. I have so many just kind of one-off stories of when people, when I hear scripts or I hear other people in their ramble fabs talk about their first time or, you know, a specific instance that they may or may not have had or a fantasy that they have, I think to myself, oh yeah, I remember when I did that. And, you know, I don't say this to brag. I ask, really, sorry, rambling, because preoccupied. But I'm asking, do you think it would be more interesting if I were to do AMAs where you could ask me, you know, some general questions and I can answer them? Or for my... sorry. What I was thinking of doing was doing another one of these. Maybe not a this will probably be my last ramble fab, but you know, another audio of the behind the scenes with Brenna Sage, you know. But I would like to create content that you guys are interested in. So for the maybe 300 followers or 250 followers, you know, a set amount that seems, you know, interesting, maybe 200, I don't know. that I could either answer a couple of these questions, these AMA questions, or I could start delving into some, you know, confessionals. And is that something that you guys would be interested in? Oh, man. And along those same lines, as it pertains to my Gone Wild audio crew, team, friends, loved ones, I just want to kind of make a blanket statement that I try to peruse the scripts that I see come up, and there are a lot of very niche scripts that I'm not necessarily feeling like are on brand with me, you know, more vampires and ogres and Jekyll and Hyde and, you know, some things I've never even heard of, right? I don't know what Yandere is or Yandar. I don't know, even know how to pronounce it. But some of the more focused stories, I know I've only done two scripts so far that have been published. I have two more that are in the works and probably four more that I've tried to attach myself to. But the scripts, yes, scripts. I really like, you know, gentle femdom. I like funny stories that that are unique, where the story hasn't been done the same. I'm interested in a lot of things where the script is good. To me, I feel like I could probably play something that may be considered to be otherwise silly, like a sexy baking girl. But if the script is good and I feel like I could attach myself to it, I can make it fun. But I'm not really interested in creating the same content that has been done 1,000 times. So my long-winded version of this is that if you have a script that you think you'd like me to take a look at, please send it to me. Because I don't always catch all of the scripts, and I only really see the ones where if I find a script of yours that I like, I'll go back and look at your other scripts. But I feel bad. I'm a writer first, and so I feel bad seeing your script and saying, well, look, I like the meat of this, but I would change XYZ. I do tend to sort of improvise a little bit. I like the meat of a script, but I don't want to touch your baby, you know? So if you see something or know something, if you've written something that you say, oh man, Brenna would, she'd kill that, or her voice would really lend itself to something like that, please send it to me, and I promise I'll look at it. I can't promise you I'll do it, but I promise I'll look at it. And by that same token, there are so many brilliant collaborators, or I'm sorry, so many brilliant VA here, and writers, but you know, vocal artists that I would love to collaborate with. I'm not a shy person, but I'm a little shy about, I do still feel kind of like the new kid on the block, and I hate to, you know, step on anyone's toes by saying like, oh man, I'd love to collaborate with you, but just trust that if you come to me and say you want to collaborate with me, I'm probably interested in doing the same with you. And there's a lot of scripts that I see that I'd be interested in doing, but I don't necessarily know enough people that I could, you know, collaborate with. So, yeah, if there's something that you think I'd be a good fit for, whether it be your script or someone else's script that you just think would be great, great. Send it my way. The only caveat there is, like I said, I'm not super into the more niche stuff. I think Sexy Baking Girl is probably the most niche that I would get in terms of, I don't know. I lost my train of thought. Let me see what else. Sorry, I had notes to remind myself in case I got distracted. Oh my god. All right. Okay, so the other thing that I was thinking of, I was trying to delay myself. The other thing I'm... on my list is that I'm going to tap Rogue Bunny and Forgotten Crossroads to answer some of my burning questions. And I think for every audio that I do, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pick a couple of people that I have been dying to ask a question for, and I'm going to make you do your own audio and answer me in your own confessional when you're up to it. But my question for the both of you is, what is or what was your most unexpected sexual event? Like, someone that you never would have expected to have sex with, but you did, and it happened organically. Or perhaps it was with someone that you would expect to have sex with, but it was an unexpected location or an unexpected event that led you to the sex. Like, did you have sex at a funeral with your boyfriend? Were you, you know, did you have sex with your best friend who you were not supposed to have sex with? Things like these. This is my question. I await with bated breath your answer. To give you a little taste, not a lot of taste. Sorry. I will say that I'll answer the same question. And for mine, it would be a neighbor. I had a gigantic crush on my best friend's neighbor. And I was at her, I lived at her house basically. I mean, I was there 5 days a week because my home at the time was much farther away from school than hers. And so we would bike home from school or walk. And then eventually when we got a car, we would drive. But anyway, inconsequential, across the street, I was maybe 16, and across the street, there was a very hot 22-year-old named Trent, and he would always, he had a blue 68, I think, baby blue Mustang. Ironically, it was really similar to the one, anyways, he had a baby blue Mustang convertible, and he worshipped this thing like it was his own penis. And every time I would go over to her house, or at least 60% of the time that I would go to her house, he was out there washing his car or mowing the lawn or, you know, cutting down dead tree branches, whatever it was. And this proceeded for a couple of different years, probably from 16 to 18, that I would watch him from the window and from, you know, the front yard, backyard, wherever. And he would... he would frequently mow neighbors' yards. It wasn't just his own. He wouldn't, you know, mow other people's yards. And he was always shirtless when he did it. So these were great things for the world to see. And, One day, she and I were sitting by the pool, by her pool in the backyard, and her neighbor, her other neighbor, the one, you know, just to the left of her, was always mowing his yard, weeding his yard, and so... you know, we heard it start going, and we, you know, naturally assumed it was the neighbor. Not Trent, but, you know, the older dad neighbor that lived there. But it sparked us to have a conversation, and we were talking about, you know, any number of things. And, the conversation came up about our, you know, biggest crush. And I, you know, she said it was her, you know, some stupid football jock. And I said it was Trent. And she was like, ew, he's older than us. That's gross. And I was like, yeah, but he's not that much older. You know, when I'm 21, he'll be 25. Like, that's not that big of a deal. And I was pretty vocal about what I would like to do with him and to him. And unbeknownst to me, he was the one mowing the yard next door, and he heard every single bit of it, like every bit. I mean, obviously we were talking, some of it he probably didn't hear over the lawnmower, but the pertinent parts he definitely heard. And a couple of months later, I was again sitting on her back porch, and talking about my first time and how lackluster it was. And I heard a laugh, which sounded decidedly male. And I looked over, and through the slats, I saw Trent. And he saw me. And it was the first time that he and I had ever made anything more than, you know, passing eye contact. And when I say that Trent saw me, I don't mean like, oh, he looked over the fence and saw my face. I mean, he saw me. He saw through me. He looked at me like I was his next meal. And I've never, at that point, had never been so turned on by someone just looking at me. And I'll have to tell you the rest of the story if you're interested in that confessional at a later point in time, but it's a doozy. Yeah, it's a good one. So I'm gonna post a link to a survey that I would like any of my listeners, followers, non-followers, anyone, haters, I don't care, non-corporeal entities, to, maybe not those, because I did just post a Halloween skit, and I would rather not maybe have, I mean, if the ghost can put it down, I guess they can also fill out their survey. Do ask for consent first, though, Casper. So yeah, fill out the survey, and, okay, well, I said I would have 30 minutes, and I'm already done with my task, so I've got, three more minutes, so I will tell you why you're getting two audios in one, which I was supposed to do at the beginning, but I got distracted by my special toy, which is that I had another audio queued up and loaded, and the editing on it failed, and I just wasn't really connecting with the script. There was elements of it that I really enjoyed, but I just didn't feel like it was up to the caliber of work that I'm comfortable with putting out. And so I put out the Halloween thing instead, which I really loved that story, and I hope that you guys were interested in it. I know that's not necessarily the content that we're looking for here at Gone Wild Audio, but I'm just trying out this new mic that I got. It's super awesome. It's a Fifine, however you pronounce it. I think it's Fifine. That's how I pronounced it. But anyways, I love it. It's amazing, and I've only really scratched the surface of all the different things that I can do with it, and with Audacity and editing and sound effects, and so bear with me as I proceed onward into this ramping up period, but my goal, at least for the foreseeable future, is to post content for you guys twice a week on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Now, I know no one is holding me to this, but I would like to do it, both to keep my fans entertained, but also because I'm learning and this is a very fun experience for me. I really, really enjoy getting all of you off. It's kind of a long-standing pleasure of mine. And so because I had posted two Halloween audios in a row, I felt wrong about not giving you guys at least a little bit of not safe for work content. And when I saw I had 150 followers, it was, you know, serendipity. So I put this together for you. I know it was probably a little bit underwhelming, but I hope you stuck it out with me all the way through. And I promise you, you will get to hear many delicious Brenna orgasms in the future. And I think you'll be very excited, especially anyone that's interested in a femdom. I think you're going to be very excited to meet Sage. Bye, my lovelies. Talk to you soon. Mwah.